Welcome to the Retail Economics Podcast, the hub of unique, independent, and illuminating insights on all things consumer and retail.
Welcome to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. It's designed to accumulate the latest key updates related to the fast-paced UK retail industry. My co-host and I will cover the latest top-line updates from the past week. Starting off with results in the food and grocery sector, Virgin Wines saw a 2% year-on-year increase in revenue to £34.4 million in the 6 months up to December. Its underlying EBITDA significantly leapt to £1.8 million. Ocado reported an increase in retail revenue to £645.3 million in the quarter ending in March, with a rise in volumes to 242.1 million items. Active customers increased to 1 million. Despite a slight dip in basket size by items, the average value rose by 2.1%. Morrisons reported a 4.6% jump in like-for-like sales, marking its strongest growth in 3 years, with total sales hitting £3.9 billion in its first quarter to January. This marks 7 consecutive quarters of sales improvement, alongside significant boosts in customer satisfaction and a halving of complaints in the last 20 weeks, as the grocer looks to transform under former Carrefour France boss, Baitia. Easter has just been, and Lidl anticipated its busiest Easter trading day to be Saturday, the 30th of March. This follows Aldi's prediction of its best Easter, with significant investment in British supplies.
Also in grocery news, Co-op extended member prices to its online shop, matching in-store benefits to boost membership. This pricing strategy covers over 300 essential items, as it aims for 8 million members by 2030. Tesco announced a price reduction across essential Easter vegetables to 15p for Clubcard members from the 27th of March to the 2nd of April, down from 19p last year. Also available are 50% off selected meat and fish, and Easter eggs at special Clubcard prices, highlighting affordable celebration options. Morrisons veteran Jane Wall will join Marks & Spencer as head of central operations in August, bringing 14 years of transformative experience and tasked to enhance the store experience and execution. Wall is set to replace Peter Line, who transitions to a role at Woolworths in South Africa, maintaining the long-standing partnership between the two companies. Waitrose announced plans to close its Enfield warehouse on the 20th of July, resulting in 545 jobs being at risk. It comes as online director Laura Burbage claims the lease on the building is expiring in 2025, with rent prices set to increase, saving £8.7 million on operating costs.
Asda was in the news again this week, facing an IT glitch affecting nearly 9,500 workers with incorrect pay, including missing up to 2 weeks' wages, attributed to a holiday calculation error on new systems. Asda also faces strikes at its Lowestoft store, with almost 200 GMB union members planning to walk out over cuts to hours, poor training and management bullying, among other issues. This follows strikes in Gosport and an upcoming Easter weekend strike in Wisbeach. Lastly, in Asda news, it's cut EV charging points, deactivating over two-thirds as its partnership with BP Pulse ends, leaving 46 active at only 2% of its stores.
Lidl committed to enhancing animal welfare by allocating 20% more space than industry standards to chickens. And finally, in grocery news, Ocado faces a shareholder revolt over executive pay, with Institutional Shareholder Services, or ISS, advising against the new bonus scheme potentially granting CEO Tim Steiner £14.8 million. ISS criticizes the scheme amid Ocado's dividend absence and share price drop.
In clothing and footwear news, Nike's sales marginally increased to £9.6 billion in its third quarter to February, outperforming expectations with growth in North America, Greater China, and APLA, despite a revenue drop in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. Direct sales reached £4.3 billion, even though digital revenues dipped 3%. Wholesale revenues grew to £5.2 billion, with selling and administrative expenses rising to £3.3 billion, including restructuring charges. ASOS boss Jose Antonio Ramos Calamante remains optimistic about meeting profit targets despite an 18% fall in first half sales to March. The company progresses with its back-to-fashion turnaround, including optimizing stock. ASOS expects full-year sales to decline between 5 and 15%. H&M saw operating profit nearly triple to £155 million in its first quarter to February, with a margin increase to 3.9% as it aims for a 10% full-year margin. Despite a sales dip to £4 billion, H&M said sales rose 2% between the 1st and 25th of March. JD Sports reported a sales increase to £10.5 billion in the year to February, with like-for-like sales at 4.2%. It expects full-year profit between £915 million and £935 million, having opened 250 new stores and launched a loyalty program with 800,000 downloads. The retailer maintained its full-year profit guidance.
H&M launched a new concept store on Chelsea's King Road, featuring a selection of fashion-forward women's wear, innovative pieces, and exclusive beauty products. Bon Marché, Peacocks, an Edinburgh woolen mill plan to open 100 UK stores in the next 18 months, creating 500 jobs. This expansion follows over 50 openings in 2023. At the opposite end of the scale, Victoria's Secret will close its Birmingham flagship store in the Bullring Shopping Centre almost 5 years after opening. There was some discount news this week too, with Shoe Zone reducing prices across core footwear lines by up to 13%. Its multi-buy deal has been enhanced to 2 pairs for £10 as it commits to affordability. And Decathlon introduced a 10% discount to Blue Light card holders.
Uniqlo announced a 7% increase in UK retail staff hourly pay, plus equal parental leave pay, 34 days annual leave, and £300 for clothing annually. This marks a 29% increase in annual pay compared to 2022. Quiz announced Tariq Ramzan's resignation as chief executive, succeeded by chief commercial officer Shahaz Ramzan, amid a sales dip and strategic review. Tariq transitions to a non-executive director, as Shahaz aims to rejuvenate the brand for profitable growth. This follows a sales decline to £8.6 million between the 1st of January and 29th of February. H&M has delayed its spring/summer campaign due to Red Sea disruptions by up to 2 weeks. The retailer has increased nearshoring to mitigate disruption. Matalan launched a multi-million pound ad campaign across channels with Mercan Manchester to affirm its position as a value destination for families, backed by a £35 million price reduction initiative. Marks & Spencer and ITV are launching talent show Dress the Nation to find a new junior designer to join the M&S design team. Hosted by AJ Odudu and Vernon Kay, contestants will compete in a 6-episode series, judged by M&S executives and celebrities.
Now let's move on to health and beauty news. Revolution Beauty expects profits to exceed market guidance, forecasting an adjusted EBITDA of at least £12.5 million for the year, outpacing expectations. Following a challenging year, the company's new strategy focuses on its master brand, core categories, and key geographies for growth, alongside a £10 million cost reduction plan over 3 years. Elemis opened its first standalone store in London's Covent Garden, spanning 1,000 square feet. Lush launched its Shrek collection with a fairground-inspired pop-up in London, Soho, open until the 3rd of May.
And Boots is introducing a private COVID-19 vaccination service, offering the Pfizer jab for £98.95 at 50 stores starting on the 1st of April. This marks the first availability of the vaccine outside the NHS since December 2020. Holland & Barrett appointed Anthony Houghton as chief executive for the UK and Ireland, aiming to boost growth with a revamped operating model. The model introduces 3 divisions, promoting Alex Dower as international boss and Tamara Raja as chief executive of Wellness Solutions. And lastly, in health and beauty news, the perfume shop promoted Karen Harris as customer director and Laura Wilkinson as online business director to boost growth across channels. Harris will oversee customer loyalty, marketing, and PR, while Wilkinson leads the retailer's online evolution through its website and app.
The main update from the electrical sector this week was AO's results, anticipating meeting its profit guidance and exceeding £1 billion in sales for the year to the 31st of March. The retailer expects its adjusted pre-tax profit to reach the higher end of the £28 to £33 million range, with revenue forecasted at £1.4 billion, following growth in its fourth quarter. In DIY news, Kingfisher announced a third profit warning in half a year, after its adjusted pre-tax profit fell to £568 million in the year to January. It expects a further decline to between £490 and £550 million in the year to January 2025, impacted by weak confidence in France. And Wilko opened 2 new stores on the 29th of March in St Albans and in Rotherham's Parkgate Shopping Centre. And lastly, Travis Perkins announced CEO Nick Roberts will step down after 5 years. Roberts will remain until they find a successor.
And lastly, let's look at department stores and specialists. Pets at Home expects to meet its group underlying profit guidance of £132 million for the year to March. The retailer launched a new digital platform and maintains high product availability, thanks to its Stafford distribution centre. Full year results are due on the 29th of May. Pound Stretcher opened a new store in a former Wilko site in Hayes, West London, creating 25 jobs, as it continues its growth in ex-Wilko locations. And The Range opened two new stores in Neath Port Talbot and Cheshire's Widdens Shopping Park on the 29th of March, spanning 17,393 square feet and 27,000 square feet respectively.
Also in other department stores news, Frasers Group relaunched Wiggle and Chain Reactions websites after acquiring the brands for under £10 million. And finally, Selfridges lost its second finance chief in 4 months after Preetha McCann departed amid an ownership dispute following co-owner Senior's collapse.
That's all for this week's news update. You've been listening to the Retail Roundup, your weekly briefing from Retail Economics. Let us know what you thought by posting a review or rating on your podcast platform. If you enjoyed this show, remember to follow us and tune in again next Monday for the latest updates. Sign up for more insight, including reports and thought leadership on all things retail and consumer at retaileconomics.co.uk. Thanks for listening.